Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back to our School Talk podcast. This is Thomas Kashiakuma, and we are back again with episode 3, which is our last episode under the same topic that we have been discussing this whole time, which is early childhood education. So in the first episode, we went through the explanation of what early childhood education is. We also took you through the importance of early childhood education, and we also went through the importance, and we explained well the importance. So now we are here now in the final episode, where we are to conclude on what we've been discussing this whole time. So if I'm to take you back to episode 1, I explained very well that early childhood education refers to the period of learning that takes place typically from birth until around the age of 8. It is a crucial phase of a child's development, laying the foundation for future academic and social success. So in episode 2, we also talked about the importance, where we talked about social skills, we talked about emotional development, we talked about school readiness, we talked about reduced achievement gaps, and we also talked about improved life outcomes. So finally, let us just say the overall ESE plays a crucial role in shaping a child's future by fostering essential skills and promoting lifelong learning and well-being. So early childhood education is not merely a preparatory phase, it's a critical investment in child's future by fostering cognitive, social, emotional, and academic development. So early childhood education programs contribute to a child's overall well-being and success. Policymakers and educators must prioritize access to high quality early childhood education to ensure that all children have the opportunity to thrive. So thank you very much that you followed from episode 1 until now, and keep up the good work, and thank you very much.